The point is to take away power from popular organizations, even parliamentary organizations, which are somewhat responsive to the public, remove power from them, transfer it to the corporations themselves and their representatives, which a corporation, in particular a transnational corporation, is basically a totalitarian system, huge, incidentally. Many of them are bigger than most states. It's totalitarian in the sense that the decision-making is completely top-down and no influence from the outside. If it's transnational, even the limited influence that comes from national legislation is restricted. If power can be transferred into their hands, we have an attack on democracy which is really efficient. It means that major decisions affecting our lives will be made in secret by completely unaccountable structures, huge in scale, you know, like they dominate about maybe 40% or so of world trade, so-called. It's 50% of U.S. exports to Mexico don't even enter the Mexican market. They happen to cross the border, but they're from one branch of a U.S. corporation to another, and then they come right back again. So these are huge outfits, unaccountable, absolutist in character. If power can be transmitted into their hands, then the residues of the democratic system become more and more meaningless. And that's very important. As I mentioned, the idea of popular democracy, of the mob and the rabble getting involved in public affairs, has always been anathema to privileged sectors. And here we have new opportunities for putting an end to this heresy forever while maintaining formal procedures, you know, like you go every once in a while to, you know, push a lever here and there. Well, you can see that it really is a matter of great significance, not so much because of job loss or gain, nobody knows anything about that, but because of the contribution to polarization and the destructive effects on popular democracy. Those are serious matters, hence the enormous hysteria.